Oh, that seems to be on the wrong one. Let me see. That's coming in through desktop. That's coming in through my mic audio. That is. I don't think it's supposed to do that. Oh, maybe that's because this one's down. No, that shouldn't be it. All right, let me see here. We'll figure it out here. That was coming in through the wrong audio, I believe. Can you guys hear me okay out there? I'll see what in the world's going on with this. Just let me know if you can hear me. Because, yeah, that's kind of weird. That audio might have got set up wrong. Okay, you can hear me. Okay. Yeah, the music's not coming through the right port, that's why. All right. Let me see here. Let's see. All right, so something's wrong with the audio for that. I'll have to text Andrew and find out what that is. I should have tested this last night. We switched some things up. Let's see. I might be able to switch that somewhere in settings. Let's see. Okay. Desktop audio is disabled. Let's see if we can enable it. Let's see. That's the focus, right? Let's see. We'll get it here. I'm not sure which channel that's supposed to come on. So I'll have to wait a minute. Figure that out. That's what's going on, though. Anyway, I'll get it straight somehow. We'll get a hold of somebody here. Yeah, I know you hear me, but you can't hear the music I was trying to play because it was coming in through my microphone for some reason. And I have no clue why. But that's not where it's supposed to come in. Or it wasn't coming in at all. It was coming in from that device, which then it was picking up over my mic faintly. It's probably what happened. More than likely. Anyway, we'll get it figured out somehow, some way. And see what's going on here with that. But we'll give a chance to get some folks on here first. Hopefully I can get that working. I should be able to, though, Lord willing. Let's see. You just have to hear me fumble through some things here real quick while I do the things that I normally have to do before I get started. Let's see. Like, how is there a troll on here already, like, automatically, just like, automatically? It's like the fowls of the air fly in with fools in their talons, and they just drop them, straight on, right? Isn't that great? Man. Bye-bye. Always. Always. All right, I'm waiting to hear from Andrew here. I don't know if I'll hear from him here anytime soon, but if not, we'll just go ahead with our broadcast. There's plenty that I can talk to you about, and I mean, I have everything that I need to. I don't have any videos that I'm really playing today. So we'll get through it. We just won't have any music, but that's okay. We'll get through what we need to. I'm using the Bible that Carl and Peter and Mary. That's strikingly close to Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's kind of weird, but anyway, that they got me here. So I got that up here today. Andrew set this up for me. So I've got this upright desk here. He mounted the computer over here, and then I've got this keyboard right here. So that's why everything is so different, because we changed some things around. So there we go. So that's what we're doing here today, and I look forward to talking to you about this subject here today. It's kind of interesting to say the least with what's going on here, and I just couldn't ignore it. There's so much to it, and there's a few things that I thought I'd talk about, but I was just more led to talk about this today. As you really see it right in your face. And the challenge that's there with everything. So, you know, it's like I can't ignore it. So we'll talk about politics in general here, the witchcraft of politics and that bewitching spirit. 'Cause boy, is it ever bewitching. When I look and see the hypnotized people that are out there who seem to overlook all the biblical precepts and seem to run to the world and the spirit of the world, and they seem to run. I it's just it's a bewitching effect, you know. It really is. And let me see here. So that's what we'll do here. We're going to look at that today and look at these verses. How'd everybody's weekend go here? Hope you all had a good weekend. We'll see. Pilgrim Lady was on here first. Elijah Morgan, my wife, is on here. Rachel, Joe McDonald. Proverbs 31:30. Let's see. Carrie, pray for Carrie Acker. He has some challenges there that he could use some prayer for. He's got some problems with unemployment right now, and he got laid off, and he's having some issues with unemployment right now, and he could use some prayer for that. So remember him in prayer and for the Lord to provide and meet his needs and help him through these times of difficulty and these times of testing of his faith. So if you would, just please pray for them and that the Lord would bless them and keep them in the way and provide for them and meet their needs. Let's see here. Midwest BJH. Pink Lilacs. All right, 35 people on here, and okay, Aaron's physical went well. I didn't know he was getting a physical. Okay, well, hang on a second. Let's see here. I could hit the default there and see if that changes anything. Let me try something here. You tell me if this is, well, I'll be able to see it if it's playing, and you'll be able to tell me. So let's see.
On the firing line, there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. On the firing line, I know you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
God will only use the soldier he can trust.
Keep on the firing line.
If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight. Be brave
against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight.
Be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
Amen. All right, let's try another one here. Let's see. How about this one? A Oops, that's the wrong one. Let me see here. There we go.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, and all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel Him in my heart. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. And oh, my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I said, my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Battlefield for Jesus, come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender, we are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's Him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, amen. So we got the music working. That's a blessing. You're able to hear that and all that good stuff. So good. Now we're going to get started. And going to look at some things here in politics that we're going to talk about. I said hi to a bunch. Ross Duncan, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. Good to have you on here. And looking forward to the end of the year here. We got a new year starting at the end of the week. Hard to believe that 2020 is over. Isn't it? Isn't that something that 2020 is done? We're about finished with it, and we move on to another year, and another year to serve the Lord, another year to be alive, another year to be thankful to God, and to do all that we can to the glory of God, and see people saved and lives changed, and walk in obedience and faith to the Lord. So we are definitely blessed, and we ought to remember that in all things, that the Lord is good to us. God is faithful, and He provides for His people, and He takes care of them through all their trials and tribulations and all the challenges of their life. And, you know, you said it flew by. Let me tell you something. The last 4 years of my life flew by. I feel like about 2 months ago or about a month and a half ago, I actually woke up from about 4 years of my life. It's hard to explain. I don't know how to explain it to you, but I was in this valley of the shadow of death for about 4 years, and I walked through it, and it was like I was in this deep, dark fog, and I'm out of that valley. The effects of it are still there. There's still challenges and trials and things of that nature that are there. You know, there's still the effects of it, but I mean, I could tell that it's definitely different, you know, from what it was before. So, you know, I thank the Lord for that. But, you know, it's interesting to see what the Lord has done with all that. Now, we're going to talk about politics today. And I want to show you some things and talk to you about some things here. We're going to start with this verse. Dad's online too. All right, Dad. Good. Good to have you on here. I love you, Dad. Appreciate you. Glad you're there listening. All right. Here we go. Let's look at these verses. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 1 through, we read the whole thing really, but we'll read 1 through 3 here. Oh, foolish Galatians. So Paul starts out by saying they're foolish. You know, I'm seeing a lot of foolishness in politics today among Christians. I'm seeing some Christians leave their biblical standards to follow politicians. Some of them remind me of Eusebius and his bromance with Constantine. I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. It makes me sick. I'm watching some full-grown men fawn over Donald Trump. And like acting like he's the great white hype. I mean, hope. And like he's it. And if Donald doesn't save us, then the union is done. It's over. And I don't like it. It bothers me. It bothers me to see God's people fawn over wicked men. To lift up wicked men. But there's like this weird bewitching spirit about it. And listen, I'm going to be on. Let me be honest with you, and let me say something to you. All of us as Christians have the ability to be bewitched. Do you understand that? So I'm not speaking from a position of arrogance here. I have been deceived before. I have been bewitched before. I have been knocked off course before. I have been distracted before. So I say, I'm not saying this to you out of a position of superiority and saying, you stupid little peasants, you naive fools, what's wrong with you? No, not that's not the spirit that I'm coming at this with. It's a spirit of warning from somebody who has been through this before, but not exactly on this topic, but on other things. And I've watched that happen. I've been through it. And the problem is when you're going through it, you don't realize that you're bewitched. You don't realize it. That you're almost under a spell. Paul said, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you?" That word means charmed. Means to fascinate, to gain an ascendancy over by charms or incantations. It's a spell, an operation which was formerly supposed to injure the person bewitched, so that he lost his flesh or behaved in a strange, unaccountable manner. Ignorant people being inclined to ascribe to evil spirits what they could not account for. To charm, to fascinate. To deceive, to mislead. So what we find here is Paul is warning them that they've been bewitched. They've been charmed away. That's what happened to them. And really, it can happen to anyone. Right? three times that word bewitched is used. It was used in Acts chapter 8. I want you to notice what it's used for. Oh, now here we go. All I need to do is give you a little bit of Bible to spoil your politics. You ready? Acts chapter 8, verse number 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Sounds like Donald Trump. Sounds like politicians. But notice, it's the Christians, it's others, it's a form of religious. A form of religious bewitchery. Constantine did the same thing as Donald Trump. Constantine bewitched the people. They were bewitched by his actions. And all you have to do for American conservatives to go gaga is say Jesus and pray. And if you do that, then most airheaded evangelicals are of the most bewitching, foolish character that they will absolutely follow you over a cliff. And that's what happened here. Acts chapter 8, verse 11, and to him they had regard because out of a long time he bewitched them with sorceries. Three times this witchcraft is used. Three times this witchcraft is used, this word bewitched is used, and all three times it's dealing with an antichrist spirit that has bewitched people. I know what that's like. I've had that happen. I've had men be around me, serve God with me, and turn out to be witches. I've been through that. I know what that's like. I know what that's like. Let me tell you something. They are so close to the truth in so many ways. The only thing that they don't have is perseverance. And true love. They don't have love and perseverance. Carl, I'm not sorry. I rejoice because God delivered me. I'm not sorry and I don't feel bad today. I don't feel bad for myself. I feel bad for them if I think about it. I could feel bad for them. But really, I feel like Paul talking to Alexander the coppersmith that did him much evil. The Lord reward them according to their works. And I mean that. I wouldn't touch a hair on their head, but God's gonna pick them up by their hair and throw them in the lake of fire. That's what's going to happen to them. You say if they don't repent. Yeah, I know. And you always hold out for repentance, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Those kind of witches don't usually ever do that. You look in the scriptures, and you look all the way through. You look at Saul. You look at all the ones that did that. They don't. Simon the sorcerer, they usually don't do that. That's not the way they work. They go on thinking they're right always, given over to their own reprobate mind. They always think they're right. They always think they're good. They always think, they'll be fine. That's how they are. That's the spirit they have. Okay? Now, Paul is dealing with these Galatians here, and he's telling them that they've been bewitched. And let me tell you, let me tell you that here's the thing. I'm hearing Christian conservatives, Baptist people, like rooting on. Yes, it was, Cindy. Yes, it was. Yep. It's certain, and that's the power of Satan. That's how Satan works. It was like right out of the playbook of the devil. But praise be to God for his mercy and grace. I'm watching these Christian conservative people. And I'm watching them say things that if any Democrat would have said when Barack Obama was president, these people would have been marching. They'd have been marching. But now, because their favorite dictator is in, they're okay with him declaring martial law. Some Baptist, and I'm not kidding you, a Baptist preacher, somebody said, well, what's Donald Trump's plan? And one Baptist preacher said, martial law. And I said, I hope not. That's terrible. And he said, why not? I'm like, I mean, are you people insane? But no, they're not insane. They're bewitched. They're not insane. They're not even really evil people. They're bewitched. Just like these Galatians were. They were bewitched. Now they need corrected. They need told the truth. They need all those things, but they're not. They're not, I don't even call them unsaved people. You know what I learned the hard way? God's people can be fooled. And I mean, they can really, really, really be fooled. Mm-hmm. They can get bewitched. You bet they can. They can get fooled. They can get bewitched, right? It can happen to them. It absolutely can happen to them that they can be bewitched. And that's the one thing that God's people miss out on sometimes. Sometimes they don't think that can happen. Oh, they just must all be lost. No, they don't have to all be lost to be deceived. You are very capable of being deceived. God has showed us that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that so shall he also reap. If it wasn't possible for you to be deceived, then God wouldn't have told you, warned you not to be deceived. Right? It's possible. It's possible. And I believe that's what's happened. And I've seen some crazy, crazy things. I'm going to read you some of them. That I just think, these are from Baptist people. This one right here. Yeah, maybe I'll put it over here. Maybe I won't have you read it. I don't want to. I'm not trying to nail the guy like that. Let's see here. One man said, you know, it's pretty much over with Trump. And this other guy got on there and goes, boy, you sure give up easy. And then he said, hey, Craig, hey, wake up. Trump is no prophet nor a quitter. He's the greatest president in the history of this nation. It's the doubters and the hypocrites that you have to watch out for. We're going to ride the Trump train all the way. I just can't take it, man. It's too much. I just want to almost have like the NWO shirt on underneath and rip off the front shirt and be like, yeah! I mean, not really, but you know what I mean. It's just so stupid. That's how dumb it is. It's like a bad episode. I'm sorry. It's bewitching. It's stupid. There's no reason to follow a man like this. None. He said, it's the doubters and the hypocrites that you have to watch out for. By the way, let me tell you something about this guy. This guy is the same guy that said to me, or not said to me, but posted on his Facebook page. He posted on his Facebook page, he goes, I'm a Christian, but I'm sick of hearing about Christ and the Bible and not enough about the country and Donald Trump. I'm like, how could a Christian get sick of hearing about Christ? I told him this. I said, you're an idolater, plain and simple. Your focus is wrong and you're in need of repentance. Too much man-centered worship and trusting in princes. To make the statement that you're tired of hearing about Christ and want to hear more about Trump is antichrist to the core. And you've been bewitched and seduced from simplicity. And you need to get your heart right with God and get back on the narrow way. That's pretty simple, wasn't it? And then he posts this thing of Michael Flynn, the general that got pardoned by Trump. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. And he gets on there and says, I welcome it with open arms, 357 and 44 mag. I've prayed for this and what is going to present us with when it's over. Welcome back, America. Wait, like, you just said that you're praying for this? You're praying that you could shoot and kill people? I'm praying for this. What? I don't even know how a guy says that with a straight face. Let alone post that. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody. I pray I never have any confrontation at all like that ever. Wow. He's like, bring it on, losers. And this is an old man. This is not a young man. This is an old man. I believe that all real Christians will vote and fight for President Trump, period. So now only real Christians fight for Trump and those that are like, well, I think he's a stinking big fat pervert. That's what I think he is. And I don't really mean his body. I'm just talking about him personally. You know, big, huge pervert type thing. Not big, fat guy or whatever. I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm not trying to be like attack his person or whatever. But anyway, it's just that's... I mean, think about that. Think I'm gonna show. Yeah, I'm gonna read you something else that gets even. So, in other words, basically, it's a salvation issue because all real. And by the way, he capitalizes real Christians will vote and fight for President Trump. Period. You mean like Constantine, the flaming cross in the sky that says conquer? Or are we like what Jesus said? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my soldiers fight? Then would my people fight? Right? You know not what manner of spirit ye are of. You know, these guys are trying to get us into a fight. Do you realize they're trying to stoke the flames of all these 70-year-old men, 60-year-old men, 50-year-old men? They're just trying to get them to fight. They're trying to get them mad enough so they want to fight. It's really wicked, actually. Here's another one. 63 million Trump voters will never leave him, and I'm one of them. Are you one of us? I'm sorry. What does that sound like to you? 63 million. You know what it sounds like to me? Yeah, exactly. You know what it sounds like to me? Oh, man. I want to play it so bad, but I won't. I won't because it's not expedient. It's not good. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Ultimate Warrior or Hulkamania. 63 million Hulkamaniacs are ready to run wild on you! Ah! Are you like 14? Are you 4 years old? Are you like a wrestling fan? What are you? It's just the craziest insanity. It's not. It's Bewitched. I got to quit saying that. It's just, they're bewitched. That's what they are. Our 63 million Trump voters will never leave him. Really? You'd never leave him? So would you never leave him if he like... Well, he did say that if he shot somebody in Madison Square Garden or out of New York City in Madison, what is it, Matt? How do you say that, Joshua? What is that? Madison Square. Yeah, right there downtown. Is that what that place is called? Madison Square? Okay, the whole thing is called that. Okay, Madison Square Garden. If he shot somebody down there that they wouldn't, that he said they would still vote for him. Right. That's what he said. Something like that. Really, you'd never leave Trump, really? Never? I'll tell you, I believe you, and it's because you're bewitched. By the way, that's why I took that off there. Hopefully you didn't. I mean, I know you could stop it and look at who the guy was or whatever. You won't know who he is, really. Anyway, but I took it off there because I'm not trying to attack that man. I'm really not. It's not just him. It's like that's... Okay, I'm going to look for something. Hang on a second. Okay. All right, I am going to show you this one real quick. Let's see where that one went. That's not that one. Here it is. Okay, I won't show it to you. I'll just read it to you because I really don't. I'm not trying to single the guy out. Okay, and I didn't screenshot it and hide it and all that kind of stuff. Okay, unless I can do it this way. Never mind. All right, this guy's got this meme that says, not the elf on the shelf, but a pervert on the sherbet. And it's of Biden, okay? But I just want to remind you what Trump said.
see you. Hey, so Donald. Mm. All right, I'm afraid to ask this question, but what would you do? Playboy put Ivanka on the cover of the magazine, and she had not.
This is going to be an interesting answer.
he doesn't even want you to have a drink. I know him. So.
It would be really disappointing. Not really. But it would depend on what was inside the magazine.
If she posed, it would be fine. But if they put her picture on...
Yeah, but it depends on what goes inside the magazine.
Well, see, that's her gripe. Right. That's right. This girl's gripe. And, mm-hmm. And people assume nothing. There'll be nude photos.
Right, you do assume that with Playboy.
Okay,
but if there weren't, Playboy... you wouldn't have an issue with it then. If they were using her to...
I don't think Ivanka would do that inside the magazine, although she does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it! Oh, it's so weird! Stop it!
You know what? You are sick.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
Well, you're
terrible.
Known for saying outrageous things, Mr. Trump.
Who are you, Woody Allen?
Okay, so... See how they, like, joked around about that and how that was, like... You know, really funny. See what I mean? How is he any different of a pervert than Joe Biden? He never, like, repented of that and said, I shouldn't have said that. Right? He never did that, right? Okay. So anyway, why would people defend his character? O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? It's because they're bewitched. They're absolutely bewitched. I mean, seriously, they literally make... I got to show you this real fast. All right, look at this group right here. You see that? It's Donald Trump with this picture of Caesar Borgia acting like Jesus. Right? Acting like Jesus. Right? And they literally think that Donald Trump is like this godly savior of the country. Okay, so when I responded to that man about that, he said, after I said that to him, he said, please forgive me, but you're a wuss. a gutless bunch of words without a bit of faith. Or you wouldn't give up on the greatest nation in the history of the world. Sorry. All right. You would stand still and watch our nation be taken away by the opposition and give Satan the only nation in the world that's sending Christian missionaries to tell the old story. So get on your knees and pray that God would make your backbone get the strength it needs. All right, look, Rambo, okay? All right, here's what I said to him. I said, showing biblical manhood is not backing Trump. It's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and living a godly testimony and not having fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, like Trump, who never saved America from anything. He increased the sodomite movement, pushed feminism, infected what was left of the worthless Republican Party with immoral, wicked LGBTQ agenda. He increased our national debt. He did everything by executive order, which can be reversed by the next guy. All in all, he made things much worse and was not a conservative at all. And furthermore, he is an Antichrist Constantine figure. Okay, so that pretty much summed up what I said to him very, very simply, right? Think about this, okay? What else would cause people, besides being absolutely bewitched, right? Besides being absolutely bewitched, what would cause people to actually believe that Donald Trump did something to change America for the better or to draw America closer to God? Well, he did the same things that Constantine did. Okay. Remember this?
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances because we would be a security risk. Joe must have been terrified when Donald Trump appointed me as acting director of national intelligence. The fact that I'm gay didn't even faze Donald Trump.
It didn't even faze Donald Trump at all. Not even the least bit.
Biden certainly didn't congratulate the appointment or even acknowledge it. But his silence was deafening. President Trump has done more to advance the rights of gays and lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40 plus years in Washington.
So can you explain to me how Christians with a straight face look at Trump as a savior? Can you explain to me? The only way you can explain it is by Galatians. Is it chapter 4 or chapter 1? I think it's, maybe it's chapter 3. Maybe I've got it all wrong. 3, sorry. Who hath bewitched you? Because, see, you have to be bewitched. You have to be bewitched to believe that Trump is a godly man that is going to bring America back to a place of spiritual righteousness.
For 4 decades, Joe Biden has attacked the LGBT community. As a U.S. Senator, Biden supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act.
Why would that make me want to vote for Biden? Like, everything that he's saying is like, man, it sounds like Biden's better than Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either one of them. But the point is, Trump pushed that LGBTQ movement stronger than anybody. Only Christians. They had to be bewitched. Right? Because there's no other way. There isn't any other way that you could, with a straight face or with any integrity or honesty, vote for him. Or maybe you could vote for him, but you couldn't. You absolutely could not act like he was the greatest Christian president ever. There's no way. There's just no way. There's no way you could do that with a straight face. Right? No way. But they do it, and the reason they do it is because they're bewitched. You have to be. Because there isn't any other way to believe this. I watched the same spirit of Constantine when people when these people fawn over Trump. Like, for instance, Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham. He has this fawning this kind of like bromance over Donald Trump. It's the same spirit that Eusebius had with Constantine. The same exact. See, Franklin Graham. He thanks Trump. Right? He said, I'm grateful to God for the last 4 years. He gave us a president who protected our religious liberties. Grateful for a president who defended the lives of the unborn, but he didn't. Not really. Standing publicly against abortion and the bloody smear it has made on our nation. Grateful for a president who nominated conservative judges. Building the strongest economy in 70 years, as well as the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. No talk of the sodomite movement. No talk of how he pushed the sodomite movement. No, they never rebuked him for that, for his push of the sodomite movement. Never. Never. Or his pastor, Paula White. And all of it is because they're bewitched. Well, I don't think Franklin Graham's real anyway. He's just like his dad, Billy Graham. I think those guys are fakes. Jesuit coadjutors working for the Pope. All that good stuff. Just like Paula White and just like the others. There's a bewitching spirit. That goes along with Trump and everything else. But it's not just Trump, it's politics in general. Because these people that clearly are not Christians, they don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't follow the teachings of Scripture. But people follow them and act like Trump is going to be the savior of the world. And here's the thing that I hear about from all these people, that it's very troubling. It's troubling to hear God's people talk as if, oh man, we're in so much trouble now. Because Trump's out of office. Trump's not going to win. Right? Here's the thing. I don't know who MWPW is. I don't know who that is. But here's what we have going right now. People have like, they're like, it's almost like they've given up. And they're looking at this. They want to fight for Trump to stay in office by hook or by crook. Like, they don't even care if he does it wrong. They don't care if the Constitution is destroyed, if he's like Lincoln and he suspends habeas corpus. They don't care if he locks down the country, martial law. They don't care. They don't. And why is that? Because they're bewitched. Do you know that God's people thrive more under persecution than they do under prosperity? Do you know that God's people do more in persecution? The church is purified more under afflictions and persecutions more than in their prosperity. When they have a leader that likes them, or when they have a leader that actually plays like they like him. Right? Wow. Here is the exact post. Here is the exact post of what was said there. I am a Christian and a patriotic American, and I'm sick of hearing about people on Facebook speak only of Christ and not American values. Right? Think about that for a second. You think about that. You think about the fact that somebody would say something like that. And you tell me they're not bewitched. They're not completely distracted. They're not completely taken. Right? You tell me they're not completely bewitched and taken when you make a statement like that, that you're tired of Christians speaking about Christ and not enough about politics. I don't think it's evil to talk about politics. I'm talking about them right now. But I'll tell you what. I want to show you something. There's a spirit of this world. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. You know, there's a spirit of this world. Like, these people are taken with, it's almost like they're afraid. I don't like it. You think I like wicked men on either side ruling? Right? I mean, we don't like it. It's the spirit of Antichrist. It's exactly what it is. For example, just like the bill that Trump signed. He barked about that stimulus bill, and what did he do? He signed it anyway. He signed it anyway. But it gives the illusion as if he's standing against it, right? And there's people that say Trump's going to be the next president of the United States. Guaranteed he's going to be the next president. Right? Guaranteed he's going to be the next one. And they're like, keep the faith. And I'm like, that just sounds like delusional. I mean, it sounds delusional. But that's where people are today. I mean, most of everything, it's like, okay. If Obama would have warp speed, let me ask you a question. I'm going to play a song for you and give you a chance to think about this for a second. You probably don't need to, but I like playing songs anyway, so we'll do that. If Obama made Operation Warp Speed and brought out a vaccine, like in 3 months' time versus like what, 3 years? Would all these Republicans and all these people, would they have taken it?
From over hill and plain, there comes a single strain. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. His music rolls along, the hills sing up a song of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, on. We'll move at his command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Come join our loyal throng, we'll rout the giant wrong. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Where Satan's banners float, we'll send the bugle note of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, great commander. We'll soon possess the land through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. The strength of youth we lay at Jesus' feet today. His loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. His gospel we'll proclaim throughout the world's domain of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. On to victory, cries our great commander, great commander. We'll soon possess the land through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Loyalty to Christ.
All right, everybody, look at this. This just in. Can you believe it? Jeffrey Epstein's last cellmate dies from coronavirus. The last man known to have shared a jail cell with late Jeffrey Epstein reportedly has died from coronavirus. Efren Reyes, 51, was found dead on November 27th inside his mother's apartment in New York City, police confirmed to the New York Daily News. Epstein liked to read a lot, and he kept to himself. He wasn't a problem starter or too loud, my uncle said. He was a good cellmate, Reyes' niece Angelic Lopez told the newspaper. The last man to have shared a jail cell with Epstein, who is shown above, has died from the coronavirus. The Daily News reports that Reyes was transferred to a private prison the day before Epstein hanged himself in August 2019. Okay. Following Epstein's death, FBI agents questioned Reyes about what he had seen beforehand. Huh. Well, isn't that something? You see, these people, that's what I tried to tell you. These people are the real witches. Bill Barr. See, all of these people have gatekeepers in. Bill Barr was in there to make sure nothing went anywhere. Trump is nothing more than controlled opposition. All of these people are controlled opposition. They're in places, they're gatekeepers in places to make sure nothing ever happens to anybody that it's not supposed to happen to. Here's a child trafficker that's been caught with princes, right? The Prince of England. One of the princes of England. Caught with Bill Clinton like 8 times on Fantasy Island or wherever he was. Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's attorneys. All these people were caught with them. And you got Trump in the middle of all this. Like, he's not like exempt from all this. He rolls with all these people. So what I'm trying to tell you is that this is all witchcraft. They all are the swamp. You have like all of these people and everything, all of these players. They don't get there on the top unless they are. All of them. Just all part of the show, like we talked about. But listen, here's what one person, here's what this other guy is saying. President Trump or bust wide open into war. Watch out, there's a storm coming. When you think about this, all that you can come to is that they're bewitched. They're bewitched. They're deceived. And that's why they follow. That's why the average Christians are so... When you're hypnotized by the Hegelian dialectic, when you're stuck in that so bad, Okay, I asked you the question about Operation Warp Speed, right? If Obama would have done that, wouldn't have been done. Right? Trump got away with it. Think about this. Think about this, though, okay? Think about this. Trump never shut the company. He said, what was it, 2 weeks to slow the spread? Then it turned into a month to slow the spread, right? But he got the governors to lock down the states. And he didn't have to do it, and they all looked like they were bad, which they were. Which they were bad, and they are little dictators. But Trump's the one that set that all in motion. Trump's the one that made that possible. Trump's the one that made all of that possible to do that. It wouldn't have been possible to do if it wasn't for Trump. But that's how he got it done. Okay, I got another one for you. When Obama did stimulus, how many of the Republicans and how many people were absolutely against that? So what did they do? They made a Republican president do it. I'm telling you, these nationalized payments, $600 for this one, and they're voting on a $2,000 one. And Trump's like, the American people should have more money. If Obama would have said to give $2,000 to every American, how many people would have been warring in the streets over that and called him a socialist? But when Trump does it, he's a hero. He's a hero. How? He's an absolute hero. You should be getting your $600 by next week, probably. 600 a person and your family. So you're going to take it? Sure, I'm going to take it. What else am I going to do? Give it back to him? Sure, I will. I don't control that. But I'll tell you this, that if Obama did it, they'd be warring, man. Wouldn't they? Yep, they'd be warring over it. So then Trump backs it up with a now $2,000 a month. Or not a month, I mean $2,000 payments for the husband and wife and then $600 for children. Right? And that's that guaranteed income of socialism, part of the Great Reset. So what did they do? They created the chaos, problem, reaction, solution. So they turned us all into socialists with it. So now it's a universal basic income. Hyperinflation, making our money worth nothing. Do you see? And nothing was turned down. Nothing was turned down. The Republicans had the Senate and the presidency. They funded all the garbage that was out there. Again, if Obama would have done it, when he did QE, quantitative easing, the Republicans went nuts. The spending that Obama did, the Republicans went nuts. They didn't have any power to do anything, and that's when they speak. See, when the Republicans ran the House, they didn't stop Obama from doing anything. They passed everything. When they lost the House, then they got conservative again. Well, what is that? O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? It's bewitching, it's all it is. How can you think that Trump was right to do all this stuff? Right? How can we? We can't. Not if we're consistent. Not if we're consistent. How can we be? But I'm telling you, people are so bewitched by the person of Trump. Do you really think it's going to be that hard for the Antichrist to come in and do what he's going to do? When you already right now see that spirit of delusion on people? Right? Don't worry, Paul. They're going to give you some money here next week. You're going to get a whole bunch. But you think about it. This is the bewitching of it. This is the bewitching aspects of politics. This is why if you and I get carried away, if you and I get carried away and distracted, let's talk about distractions a little bit, because that's really part of bewitching. You get charmed or distracted away. Right? That's what happens. You get distracted. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. You know, we are in danger of being distracted. So many times in our lives, we get caught up with different things. We need to know about the things of this world. We need to understand the things of this world. But we need to be careful not to be sucked into them and have our ideologies come from the world. You got so many pro-military people today. I shouldn't say pro-military as much as I mean pro-war people today. I'm different from some. I'm not 100% against the military. I just don't even think that's realistic. It's not going to happen, right? We're not going to go without a military at all, period. That's just not even realistic. But Christians being taken by it and pumped and pushed to go to war and excited about making Muslims glass over in the desert and all those other things. You know, we're warned about something here. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You know, we got to be careful because you can get sucked into this. And I mean, you're waving around your American flag and you're ready to send your kids off to war. And you're ready. Look, I've got family members in the military. I love them. I don't like the military for Christians, though. I don't. I pray for them. I just don't like it. Our war is different than that war. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. No man that warreth entangleth himself. He doesn't get entangled in to the world. Now, every man has to determine how far that is by the word of God and by wisdom. Okay? Every man has to know how far that is to go. Right? I can't tell you I know how far that you are before you're entangled. I can tell you that the Bible tells us that if we're distracted, if we're not sober, if we're caught up, I would say you know, there's going to be a level of what you believe. Some people believe in self-defense. Some others don't. Some believe in self-defense to a point. Some believe up to a point of how far they go with that. That needs to be determined by the word of God, and you need to determine that by the scriptures and how far you're willing to go with all that. That's something between you and the Lord. I think there's a, you know, that may be that may be different for everyone as far as that line that they cross and where they go with that. But I'll tell you this. You better be awful careful. You better be careful about how far into this world you get caught up in. You got Christians calling for war out there. They're ready to take the federal government, break into, have Trump declare himself a king, and lock down the nation, put down martial law, take the military, and then rule. That should bother you. I said this the other day on my Facebook page, all these Christians begging for martial law. Wow, if Obama whispered those words, you'd have all started marching. They would have. So there's a bewitching aspect to this. And I would say there's a lot of people that are distracted. By the way, how much worse, I'm curious, how much worse, How much worse? Different question, different way to say that. How bad was it really under Obama versus Trump? How did your life change that much between those two presidents? Because I would argue with you it got worse under Trump. The normalization of the sodomite movement continued. What's that? Yeah, the medical tyranny under Trump, the vaccination push, the lockdowns of the country. Look at it. When you have somebody like Obama in, most Christians are hypervigilant. They're on their guard. Most Christians are on their guard during, like, Obama. Right? We knew that Obama was wicked as hell. But when Trump came forward, he made everybody think he was the Christian's friend. And that's dangerous. I mean, you had conspiracy things like QAnon and everybody just going gaga over that. And everybody just running towards those things. Most of them are just distractions. You all thought Trump had good people around him. That's what you said, Jason, Reformed Baptist. That's what you said. I didn't. How were they good? And if you said something against Trump, oh my goodness. You know, you need to pray for the president. Well, what about Obama? When did you call me to pray for him? I don't remember you same guy standing up and saying, oh, we need to pray for Obama. No, he's just the Antichrist. When actually, Trump was more of an Antichrist figure than Obama. I'm going to say that again to you. Trump is way more of an Antichrist figure than Obama ever was. Way more. Way more. The problem is when people look at Trump, they don't look at him because he comes under the guise of being spiritual. They automatically dismiss everything. And because he had some overtones towards the church, he signed an executive order to put a hold on any of the things with 501c3. Well, guess what? That executive order is not worth the paper that it's written on. Because as soon as the next president comes in, that's all changed. All those illusion of what, it was an illusion. Listen to me. Everything that Trump did was an illusion. That can all be reversed by executive order. Check this out. He got Congress to vote down the original or the individual mandate, right? So what's it doing? Bankrupting the system. So what didn't they do? They didn't replace it. They didn't fix anything. So now what's going to happen? The next president's going to come in and say, yeah, these Republicans, they got rid of the individual mandate. They did this. They did that. They destroyed the medical system because of Trump and because of the Republicans. So now we got to have complete socialized medicine to fix it and to bail it all out. All it was a setup. That's all it was. All it was a setup. It's just the whole thing was nothing but a setup. He didn't really do anything but spend more money and cut taxes. What does that do? Well, when you spend more money and then you cut taxes, there's no revenue. So then what does it look like? Bad to cut taxes. No. Bad to spend money and cut taxes. Good to stop spending money and cut taxes. All the budgets went up. All the money and the dollars went up, and the tax revenue went down when it comes to that. The percentages. So what are people going to do? Well, we got to raise taxes, and we're going to raise spending. You see how that? It's all an illusion. It's all, everything he did was an illusion. It's, you have to understand they're all on the same team. They're all going the same way. That's what they're doing. And if you don't get it, you miss it. And most people are just bewitched. Most are just bewitched. That's what they are. They're deceived. They don't know. They don't get it. They're fooled. They just follow along. They go along to get along. They think that it's a good, they think that most of the stuff that was done, but when you look at the raw facts and you take the emotions out, when you take the emotions out of it and you just look at the facts, then what do you come to? Well, there's really not a lot of difference between any of them. They really are pretty much all the same. They really go in the same direction. Right? There's not a whole lot of difference between any of them. Because all it is a bewitching thing. All they are is just fooled. They're distracted. And God's people, if you're not careful, you'll get distracted by this. Completely. Yeah, know what's going on. Yeah, understand what the Bible says about it. Yes, understand that, but don't get distracted. Don't get taken by it so it changes your principles. So you compromise what you believe in and your principles to follow these politicians. Because that's what they want. They want you to follow them. That's what Satan wants. Remember, the politics of this world is ran by the God of this world. That's who runs it. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, Satan wants you to be distracted. He wants you to be bewitched by things. Whatever it is. It could be your job. It could be your work. It could be your career. It could be in the ministry. It could be things in the ministry. Satan wants you to turn from the right hand or to the left. And that's what we're warned about. Not to turn to the right hand nor to the left. To become unbalanced. Imbalanced, to become confused, to become distracted, to leave the simplicity. That word simplicity is five times. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 11. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled at Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. That's the danger right there, that we can be corrupted. We can be beguiled. Deluded. Misled by craft. Eluded by stratagem. I know what that's like, to be seduced from simplicity. It can happen very easily. And a lot of people with their politics right now, they are. They'll lay down every principle possible to follow Trump because they're worried about the temporal things of this world more than they are the spiritual things. They're worried about it more. Through his subtlety. It's done very subtly. Subtly. Slyness in design, cunning, artifice. Usually, but less probably written, subtlety. Right? Slyness, subtlety. That's how Satan works. It's not open and outright reject the Lord. That's not how he does it. It's always slimy. Subtly. It's always very slippery, very sneaky. That's how the serpent beguiles. And we got to be careful. Down in that same chapter, that's when he says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers shall also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See, that's the sneaky part. That's what we got to watch. That's why we got to keep simple. Keep it simple. not to get entangled, not to be bewitched, not to be taken by something so far that we're willing, you know, to compromise our principles, compromise what the Word of God says, compromise what we believe in order to support these men or to follow them or even to get caught up in a war that's not ours. How many Christians are so more concerned today with Donald Trump being president than they are Jesus Christ being king? Think about that one. That's a good thing to ask ourselves, isn't it? Are we more concerned with who's president or who's king? And next time you wonder, you look at it like, what is wrong with these people? What are they doing? They're bewitched. They're bewitched. And only God can bring you out of it when you are like that. Only God can. Only the Lord can do that. God's the only one that brings us out of those things. It's just the Lord has to show us. I'm telling you, I think, right, a lot of these false ones, all these politicians, they all claim to be Christians. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That's what the Bible says. Trump has become an idol for many. He's become an idol. And they're willing to follow him and follow what he stands. Now, I'm not saying everybody that supports Trump or voted for him is like that. All right? I get it. But let me tell you what's being used here. Fear. A lot of my father's generation, those that are in their 60s and 70s and that, and 50s, 60s, and 70s, they're using fear. Is it true that they're trying to fundamentally transform America? Yes. Yes, they are. Is it true that it's fastly changing the world that we once lived in and they're trying to do that? Yes. But let me ask you this. Is the answer spiritual or is the answer Trump? Is the answer Christ or is the answer Trump? See, that's simple. The simple answer is the truth. Going out into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature, living for God, being sanctified, separated, walking in the fear of the Lord, being a godly example, raising our families right for Christ, living a good, strong testimony for the Lord. Not being seduced into fighting a battle or a war with these people. Not being antagonized by the devils that run BLM or Antifa or any of those things into a war and into a carnal war. Right? See, that's why we got to walk circumspectly and we got to be wise. We got to pick and choose our battles, and we got to know exactly what's going on. We got to know this book, and we have to teach our children this book. And we got to walk in the ways of this book. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. We don't turn from the right, and we don't turn to the left, but we walk the straight and narrow. And see, we're able to discern the times from the Word of God. And our answers are spiritual. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. To the pulling down of the strongholds. But see, they're using fear to scare these people. When really, like I said, I don't think a whole lot's going to change under the next guy. Not any more than to the degree that this guy did. Maybe it will. Maybe it will. But maybe that's God's will. Maybe God wants it to. You gonna stop the end times from coming? You're not gonna stop the end times. Yeah, we resist evil. Sure we do. We preach the truth. We resist evil. We don't just let them do wicked things. Of course, I'm not saying that. We push back. But how much pushback is through prayer, fasting, praying, seeking God's face, preaching, teaching the word of God, raising our families after a godly manner, living for Christ, walking in the fear of the Lord? Or is it all, oh no, it's over, Biden's going to be in, it's all over, really? So then it was all good when Trump was in there? So it's all over now. Trump's the great last hope for America. We're all finished because Biden's going to be president. Really? Is that how much faith you have in God? Because here's what I think. I think if we trust in the Lord, and if we live for God, and we plant churches, and we obey the gospel, and we do the work, that God's churches are going to prosper in times of affliction, in times of persecution. We thrive more in those times, not less. Why? Because all the fakes go by the wayside. And then God's people, the dross is burned off of them. And then they become strong under wicked men and wicked rulers. And they follow the Lord and they cleave unto the Lord their God. And God blesses them. And God multiplies them. All those martyrs, they kept killing the martyrs. And what kept happening to them? They would multiply. That's what happens. That's the work of the Lord. All right, everybody. I'm going to play a song here. If you got something to say, you got a comment to make, you want to say hi, there's 70 people on. You want to say hi? You want to make a comment? Tell us how long you've been listening? All that stuff?
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea. Now who rulest wind and water, stand by me. And in the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by.
What a good song, right? Stand By Me. Okay, let's see. Somebody, how you doing, Mary? Hope you're doing well. Let's see. The Bears. I don't know who that is, but hope you're doing well. Let's see. Did I get a deer? No, I didn't. I didn't even see one out there. Let's see. Carrie Acker, hope you're doing well. We'll be praying for you, brother. Definitely praying for you. Let's see. Maria Perez, hope you're doing well. Redeemed Acres, hope all is well with you. And Chain Break, we'll try to remember you in prayer as well for the different challenges that you have with your health and everything like that. Definitely. Yep. Last day is this Saturday here. We'll try to go hunting this Saturday and see what happens. We're just looking forward to seeing what the Lord does there with that. Let's see here. See if I find you another song here. If anybody else wants to say hi, there's some other people on there. Maybe this is the first time you're listening. So let's see here what we got.
Someday the stammering tongue will falter no more, and a grander, sweeter song I shall sing. For I'll join the ransomed quartet on heaven's bright shore, forever to praise the King. And while the ages roll, I'll keep on praising Him. And my voice will never tire or grow old. And my song shall ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me. And I'll sing it while ages shall roll. When a million years have passed in that wonderful place, my song of praise will just have begun. For my joy will never end while I look on His face, and my song will never be done. And while the ages roll, I'll keep on praising Him, and my voice will never tire or grow old. My song shall ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll sing it while ages shall roll. And while the ages roll, I'll keep on praising Him, and my voice will never tire or grow old. And my song shall ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll sing it while ages shall roll. And my song shall ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll sing it while ages shall roll.
Amen. Here's another good one.
Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
Georgia and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place. A happy place.
Amen. Good advice, right? Good advice. Well, I'm glad that the songs are a blessing to you there. Let's see here. Here's Carl's favorite song right here.
Oh, I'm so happy in the Lord, ere since he saved my soul. I'll shout it from the mountaintops, Christ Jesus made me whole. Ho-la-dee, ho-la-do, ho-la-dee-la-dee-dee, ho-la-dee-dee-la-dee, ho-la-dee-dee, ho-la-dee, ho-la-do, ho-la-dee-la-dee-dee, ho-la-dee-dee-la-dee-dee. Yo-la-doo-dee-dee-dee-ah, yo-dee, yo-dee,
world of Jesus' love, through all this world we go, rejoicing, singing praises always, till he takes us home. That when we die, the heavenly gate he will. So each day here we'll walk with him in liberty and hope.
Since I was like 4 years old, but all right, I'm gonna get out of here. Hope you guys had a good broadcast here. Hope it was a blessing to you. I know I want to show you how you can get a hold of us if you need to. All right, go to our homepage here on Sermon Audio. This is our homepage here on Sermon Audio, and if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of me at Pastor Cooley at iCloud.com, or you can get a hold of me at, SalvationPreacher at gmail.com. You can also use either one of those as for PayPal donations if you want to give to our ministry. You can go here, and you can click on Give at the top here, and click on PayPal, and you can give to our ministry that way. And it's salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. All right. Or you can mail us something down here, right here. So either way, whatever the Lord leads you to do, if it's to pray for us, also, I appreciate you should pray for us anyway. You should do that, number one. And then, you know, if the Lord leads you to give to our ministry, that would be a blessing as well. But also, I will be broadcasting Wednesday, but not Friday. Friday, I'm spending it with my family, so I'm not going to be broadcasting on Friday. I'll be spending the day with my wife and children and family. So, anyway, so one more broadcast this year, I think, unless I do, well, no, it would be this year, yeah. One more this year. So last one on Wednesday. We'll make it a good one, Lord willing, right? But so look forward to that. And you pray for us that the Lord would continue to bless the work that we do, that God would be glorified in all that we do, and that the Lord would keep us and protect us. And we'll be grateful for all your prayers and everything like that. All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here. God bless you. And we will see you on here very soon. 2 o'clock, 2 to 4 p.m. Wednesday. 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time Wednesday. So, yep. Definitely be in prayer for people and their health and everything else. And let's pray right now. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you do for us. And Lord, we pray for others on here, Lord, that have health problems and concerns. We just pray you be with them now, Lord, and help them through this time of chain break through her time of sickness and all that she's going through, Lord, and just strengthen her spirit and be with others. Be with my wife, Lord, who's in the next month, in the next 4 weeks, will, Lord willing, give birth. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bless and keep us and give us a smooth, natural birth and a healthy baby and a healthy wife. Lord, we pray for that. And Lord, we just pray that you'd be with others that are struggling through this economy and this time and heartache and pain and the fear that's gripped people, Lord. We pray that your spirit would just move over their hearts and their minds and their lives. We pray for those that are lost, family members and friends and others, Lord, that have never been born again, that they would get saved by the grace of God. And Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to bless us and provide for us. We thank you so much for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you all. We'll see you Wednesday then, Lord willing. All right.